We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
That votes for this sham will be voting to sacrifice their House majority, their dignity, and their career. Okay?
That was President Trump in Pennsylvania last night. We are lucky to have Senator Roy Blunt on the phone with us this morning. Senator, good morning.
Hey, Mark. Great to talk to you. It was good to be in the studio with you in the just a couple of weeks ago, I think, but good to be with you this morning.
Well, we appreciate your time. We've been watching with interest what happens, what the discussions are about the Senate's role in the impeachment trial. And I know that Leader McConnell has some ideas on this. Do you have any insight on how that's going to go down?
Well, I chair the Rules Committee, and that committee ultimately is a committee that will have some input on the rules themselves. But when you get to impeachment, unlike the normal daily activity of the Senate, there's a prescribed method that you go through that only changes if 51 senators want to change what's going to happen on a given day. I think the real key that's happened in the last two or three weeks on impeachment is the president's decided that he wants to be able to make his case to the public in a fair forum. He appropriately does not believe, he doesn't believe the House forum has been fair or anything close to fair. And so I think the president and his legal team have decided they want to take that couple or 3 weeks or whatever it takes in the Senate to talk about the things that they haven't been able to talk about on the House side. So we're gonna have a process in the Senate. It looks like it's hard to imagine the House has gone this far and won't go ahead and impeach the president. I think if they do that, no Republicans will vote for it. Probably some Democrats will vote with the Republicans against impeachment, but I believe there'll be enough Democrats in the House to send those two articles of impeachment over to the Senate, and then you know, our job is to sit in our seats and not talk and have the responsibility to eventually vote as jurors on whether either of those are things that would remove a president from office. And as I said on your program the other day when I was there, Mark, I think it's almost certain that if there is a partisan vote in the House to impeach the president, there'll be a partisan vote in the Senate that will determine that the president won't be found guilty of those impeachment charges.
Yeah, well, I think you're right as well. You know, my confusion was an article this morning that suggested that some senators wanted to do this very quickly and get it over with, and the president wanting to call witnesses, maybe including Adam Schiff and Hunter Biden, would stretch that time out considerably.
Well, it might, and I think you'd assume that if we get into that Democrats will want to call some witnesses also. I think we just have to wait until both sides have made their presentation and see if any more needs to be known to make a decision on this. I think I was standing by the leader yesterday at our weekly press conference, which was a lot of that was focused, by the way, on the USMCA trade success that the president's about to deliver here. But standing beside him, and I think what he said was, let's wait and see where we are when both sides have presented their case and if it's necessary to have any more information or not. And I think that's also something the president's attorneys would probably want to make at that time rather than making that decision right now.
Senator Blunt, are you happy with how USMCA came out? It looked like Nancy Pelosi, I saw a story, was trying to take credit for making that happen or making some changes to it regarding labor in foreign countries like Mexico and Canada.
Well, again, I think when I was with you 2 weeks ago, I said, because of impeachment, I think it really enhanced the likelihood that the Democrats would decide that they had to put USMCA on the floor. The same 40 Democrats in the House that are going to have a hard time in their districts explaining their impeachment vote will be the same 40 Democrats that have been really wanting to have this vote on USMCA. These are our two biggest trading partners in the world. It is a particularly helpful agreement for Missouri and the middle, right down the middle of the country, that has really benefited from the growing trade with Mexico and Canada both. But, you know, Mexico is now our number one biggest trading partner, Canada our number two biggest trading partner. This is going to continue to solidify not only this North American economy, it'll make Mexico stronger, Canada stronger, and us stronger. And I think it's pretty obvious that the President of the United States is going to be the person that gets the credit for this. But the Congress has to pass it, and so there'll be plenty of people taking credit, and it's something that people should want to take credit for.
Yeah, it's true. It's a good success story here in the middle of this charade about impeachment. Listen, Senator Blunt, I want to wish you and your family a Merry Christmas, and thanks for giving us some time this morning.
Great, and same to you, Mark, and look forward to seeing you and your family soon, and the best to you and your whole team there in the studio and their families for Christmas.
Get more at 971talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.